This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for us to do the weekly routine here. Life is all about routine, so you will enjoy this adventure that we have together for the next hour. It's the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio, the list provided by the folks at Talkers Magazine. We have one more of these to do before we get to the end of the year. Jennifer Horn is here to ply us with her favor and her intelligence and the way she approaches things on the radio. She does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles and also is here on the Good Day program and has been attached at the hip to this program for most of her adult life. So there you go. There's a, you can put that on your resume, Jen.
Thank you, which has been 4 minutes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, if you're what, your adult life, yeah. Jay Kirshner is here from the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. The list is kind of not dissimilar from what we've had in the last few months. Number 10 on the list, the war continues between the Russians and Ukrainians. I watched on the plane coming to California, was the Boys in the Band? Is that what the HBO, what was it? I want to say the Brotherhood, but I think it was Boys in the Band. It was a story about World War II and Donnie.
Oh, Band of Brothers?
Well, Band of Brothers, that was it. Yeah, Neil McDonough's in it, and Donnie Wahlberg and some other, I mean, the actors you all know. But it was really kind of one of those gritty war stories, frankly. And so when you see some, the news media basically whitewashes a lot of this stuff. And there was another one that I remember. It was the one that Tom Hanks was in. Remember that? What was how the
about Saving Private Ryan.
So, yeah, frankly, that was
very good, Jay. Look at you.
Vivid. Yep, she's on it. Okay, so anyway, the war is number 10, that war. The shipping problems as a result of the Middle Eastern war is number 9. Hunter Biden, oh, gee, did you hear, ladies? He's being investigated. Wow, that's number 8. A situation with the economy and it improving is some good news. Of all the things that are on this list, the only really bright spot for me is looking at the way the economy is kind of turning around. The migrant situation, exactly the opposite. Went through some numbers, and I'll go through them again with you, Jennifer, what's going on with people that are coming into our country. The war in the Middle East and its connection to anti-Semitism, number 5. Both the Trump and Giuliani have got some legal problems, and that's number 4. Number 3, the approval ratings or lack thereof for Joe Biden. Let's see, the presidential contenders, number 2, and Trump off the ballot in Colorado. Is number 1. I want to start, though, with something. We'll get to that, get to all of these things, because they're highly emotional. Most of the things on this list are highly emotional. This is not. When I arrived in California last night, Jennifer, I come to you with always at least one California story as we get into this. The storms in California, here in Southern California, where you and I are, major rainfall. This is, they say, a once every 1,000 year storm, but that's what they said about the hurricane.
Lately. Yeah.
Yeah, right,
this
exactly.
This is the atmospheric river that you're experiencing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there are flood watches around, that sort of thing. They don't really know what to do with it here. And the reason that I bring the story up is because a lot of people have been traveling into areas like Southern California for the holiday weekend.
Yeah, we're the delays this time. Usually it's the East Coast.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so when I get off the plane, we were on time when we landed at LAX. My daughter came to pick me up. And she knew what time to come, and she left. But normally, it takes her 10 minutes to get from her house in Mar Vista to the airport. So 40 minutes later, she's still 40 minutes away from being able to get into the airport. And what was most telling about it is when we left, once we got off the airport, we were back at her house in 10 minutes. The reason I bring it up is because it certainly is going to affect what's going on, and because so many flights begin and end in Los Angeles and Southern California, you're going to have a lot of that sort of thing. There are 9, you said, atmospheric rivers. I think there are 9 of them. Right? Are sort of
all I know is that I almost had to swim to work. Yes, on Thursday because it was the when it rains quickly. And the problem is that the storm wasn't here forever and ever and ever. It's not just like a buildup of rain. It's just that it came in. It was a slow moving storm and it dumped a lot of water in a very fast period of time. It just kept dumping and dumping and dumping. And the roads are such a disgrace in California. Even though we pay so much to live here, that when the water starts to puddle, then you've got to get people out to, literally like little rivers, little oceans you have to drive through, and then people underestimate how much that is. They get stuck in their cars. Then you've got Caltrans who have to come out and fix and clean up the mud that comes when the water comes and then subsides. I mean, it becomes a mess, and that throws traffic off on the roads. But also, there were lightning strikes with this particular storm, so I'm sure that also probably was trouble for airports or airplanes coming in and out of LAX. But
well, we came around.
They say everything's drying out, so we'll see.
Yeah, let's hope so for the weekend. Normally we land when we come into LAX. You land from the east, but we didn't. We landed from the west.
They reroute a lot now.
Exactly. All right, let's talk about the Israeli situation, which in this week's list is number 5. I think it's been in the middle of the list pretty much since it started. This whole situation with the offensive against Hamas and whether or not it's succeeding, Israel says that it has downed. At least 10 or 12 of the battalions killed thousands of fighters, but Hamas is still at it. So how successful the top leaders are still alive. The top leaders of Hamas don't even live around, I was going to say around here, around there. The top leaders live in Turkey and they live in France, and they're not anywhere near any of this stuff. They're just directing on Zoom. Can you believe it?
I know.
They're using Zoom to tell these guys where to go, and I'm not talking about the Israelis, I'm talking about Hamas. They're connected with them from their bunkers and their lavish homes. It's amazing that these people don't get, when they see the leaders of Hamas live, how come the rank and file don't start asking questions? About, you know, what's going on here? Why?
Because this is an ideology. This is not traditional war. It's not even like Russia and Ukraine, where you've had some Russians just say, you know what, I'm out. This is about an ideology where Jews are evil, Americans are evil, the West is evil, and they're supposed to kill you for God. And so when that is in your brain, you put up with a lot, and you overlook a lot because, I mean, this was really beat into you from the time you were a baby.
Well, there's also the coverage of this, the usual news media foes here focusing on how bad Israel is for dropping all these 2,000-pound bombs in areas of Gaza where they told civilians they could go because it would be safe. And so what's the story? UN resolution calling for more aid to Gaza. So is that, did the United States in the UN vote against that? I've forgotten what happened this past, was it last week?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's ridiculous that the UN thinks that they have any control over
any
what
power.
Israel is doing
right.
in their country. So all these votes are very symbolic because Israel needs to finish the job. Do you know what a waste of life it would be if they just stopped now?
Right.
You've got to go
just
through
pop back
destroy.
Up again.
Yeah, I mean, and not only a waste of money, but a waste of the lives that were lost getting there on both sides. You got to knock down the tunnels. You got to finish the job. They're close to doing that. You let them do it, and the UN should just sit down. It's almost there. I mean, you listen to Netanyahu, and he says, what, 3-4 more weeks, and they can destroy the tunnel system? Fine.
Well, so then what happens afterwards, though? Let's say they do all of that. Meanwhile, the main adversary here isn't really Hamas. It's Iran. Iran has funded this. I found out that, you know, they got the money from a hedge fund. They borrowed against the $6 billion that the United States supposedly gave them back, which they kind of really didn't. But the hedge fund, who's running a hedge fund that will loan money to Iran to disrupt the Middle East the way that they are? What kind of, who's running? I don't know. I've been trying to find out who the hedge fund was and where it was located. One of the things that I found out, or at least it seemed, that it was a hedge fund that's located in London. And there are a lot of plenty of Middle Easterners running businesses in London. I suppose anything's possible, but wow. I mean, think about that. And that's one of the things that hasn't been much discussed this week because everybody's so busy crying and moaning and groaning about the poor Palestinians. Okay, so the Palestinians are having a rough time of it. But, you know, couldn't they do something if they don't like the situation instead of everybody moaning and groaning about it? Why don't the Palestinians say, we don't want our world destroyed. We don't want Hamas to be as influential as they are in creating the hubbub that they do. Then there's the story also, and I don't know what the origin of this was, ladies, but there's a thing floating around this week that Israel knew, and I wish I could find it right here at the moment, but I can't find it. The info that leads one to believe that Israel knew that the Hamas organization had been funded 2 years ago to pull this off. So if Israel is...
We all knew this. This is what's so funny to me. Like, I don't know why that seems like such a bombshell. It's like, I think it tries to make the media feel bad and stick it to Netanyahu because they're not a fan of his or right. whatever. But, I mean, we all know that Hamas has been saying that they're going to attack Israel because they've been saying they were going to attack Israel. They've been doing it for 2 years. We know for decades they've been funded by Iran. I mean, I don't know. It just... It seems silly because everybody's like, the smoking gun is here. They knew, of course, they're Israel. They knew they were going to be attacked. I don't know that they knew to what extent to how it was going to be carried out. But holy smokes.
What did you say, Jen? I mean, Jay?
Yeah, I was just saying, and like, they didn't know the when or anything.
Yeah. All right, now connected to this at number five is this ugly wave of anti-Semitism that has swept across not only our nation on college campuses, but a lot of the folks here in Los Angeles, people work in Hollywood, what I think is sometimes referred to as the Hollywood elite are out there, the pro-Palestinian marches and the things that are going on big college campuses and small college campuses. I don't get how, I'm looking at some of the pictures of some of these protests, you know, the kids are holding up signs, end the occupation and cease fire now, and Harvard must recognize genocide. You know, it's kind of ignorant. And college campuses are supposed to be the seat of knowledge, and there certainly isn't much knowledge being demonstrated in all these protests. That would be my read on it. 18 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review.
What kind of a holiday gift giver are you? The stop at the corner store on the way to the party kind? Or the thoughtful hunt for the perfect holiday gift kind? Well, if you're the thoughtful one, we've got the perfect gift. Hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear that are so comfortable and so easy, everyone in your family will adore them. Because with Skechers slip-ins, you just step into them and they're on. There's no bending down to the ground, and you never have to touch your shoes. Find slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
This is your dentist.
Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth.
How grimy are they?
Ugh. It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So pick them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
What do you mean he's not coming in? This is our busiest time.
The mixologist at Claude's Bar is moving to Manhattan.
I'm already down 2 bar backs. No one's manning front of me.
Now he needs an equally cosmopolitan replacement.
How am I going to find a new bartender before New Year's Eve?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Ourselves wrapped around what's going on in social media, because during the Good Day program, which is not really the model for the show because we have Jennifer and Jay and Doug talking about specific items that are on the Talk Radio Countdown list every week, but social media becomes a part, and there we can pull ourselves into some of the comments from people because we ask these questions every week of our listeners, and so they weigh in on a lot of the things that do end up being discussed on the Talk Radio Review. Does that last 30 seconds make any sense?
Yes.
Hopefully.
Sounds good.
All right. So just as a part of the social media focus here, before we get to some of the listener comments, Xfinity has been hacked. And what does that do for the 36 million people who have Xfinity in their home? Apparently, they have become very vulnerable, as other companies are, to a third-party hack. Third-party, 36 million people, though, could be impacted by this. So somebody else besides Xfinity is working on, is this the computer stuff that the third party's doing, Jay? Who is it that's the bad guy here in all of this? Because from what I can see, usernames, passwords, and all of that stuff were stolen.
Yeah, and they didn't name who the third-party vendor is that was servicing Xfinity, but the information stolen for not all of their customers, but still 36 million people. That's incredible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you notice they never say whenever it's information was stolen, they never say exactly what information was stolen? If you're on automatic payments, do they have your credit card information? Is it just your name and your address? Like, where are we going with this?
Yep, right, exactly. So word to the wise.
Social security numbers, yeah.
Efficient, yep. All right, got it. Now, our comment line, each day on the Good Day, we have social media that you can obviously approach, whether it be Facebook or Instagram or YouTube or... Did I ask you about YouTube last week? I did, right? Maybe not as much YouTube as X, but at any rate. News stories that you're following this week. Jim Mancuso says, the idiots screaming about the border that know nothing about the border or our laws. And this guy also thinks that it's good that Colorado is... his line is Colorado for the win. That's got to be something that we talk about because there's a real...
It's a doozy.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, right. All right, let's see. Jay, why don't you do this? You're good at picking this stuff up. Jan Rose, she's also into the Colorado thing. I think.
Yeah, it seems like Colorado and border stuff was definitely the two biggest things. Jan Rose chimed in, Colorado, support them totally. I live close to the border, so that's always an issue. Jay Martin, Colorado interference in the election is backfiring. Trump is only going to gain more support.
Do you think that's true? Do you think, Jennifer, you're a big supporter of Trump. Do you think this is going to backfire? I don't think it is.
I think it already has backfired. I think it's just like the lawsuit.
Among the core supporters, yes. But among people...
No, I mean, look at how...
I think it's changing some people's minds. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's
changing it for the better or the worse?
No. In support of...
Among whom? Yeah, no, not across the country. There's no way Trump has 70% support.
Are you kidding? He's got 70% support.
No.
Don't
believe it. What's the source of that?
After everything... Just look at Real Clear Politics.
Yeah, that's right-wing whack job.
Yeah, well, there are people who don't like, it doesn't even matter about it being Donald Trump, they don't like the fact that this is happening, so they will go against it anyway. It doesn't. You can take Donald Trump out of it and put somebody else in, and they would change their mind and start going in support of this person because of what is going on.
We would sanction countries that do this, and Real Clear Politics, not right-wing, it's the conglomerate of all the polls across the country.
All right, so here's what, this is my, so you can start throwing stuff at me. I think this is going to snowball. I don't think the Supreme Court takes it up. I think there are five people there, even among the Republicans, that don't want to see Trump as president, and I don't think they're going to take it up. And I think if they don't take it up, then it holds in Colorado, and it spreads to states like California. Other states will take him off the ballot. Let's see if I'm not right on that, okay? I know it doesn't sound like music to your ears.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Biden administration officials set to visit Mexico in light of a surge in migrants at the southern border.
Additional enforcement actions are urgently needed so that key ports of entry can be reopened across our...
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby announced Secretary of State and the Secretary of Homeland Security will meet with the Mexican president. An appeals court in the U.S. has reinstated the child pornography lawsuit related to Nirvana's Nevermind album cover. Spencer Eldon, the infant featured on the cover, initially filed a lawsuit against the Seattle band and their label, Universal Music Group. The case was dismissed by a Los Angeles judge last year. However, the U.S. Appeals Court overturned that decision Thursday, based on Nirvana's recent republication of the controversial cover. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Hello, my name is Jana Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
After the hour, this is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, discussed by Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner on the Good Day Show with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The situation with migrants, number six this week on the Talk Radio story list from Talkers Magazine, which you can get, by the way, by going to Good Day Show or talkers.com, gooddayshow.com. So the border. And what's going on at the border? We almost everything that we talk about, or certainly many things that we talk about, certainly it affects the economy, as that's number seven this week. So the two of those things, I think, are somewhat tied together. But the war in the Middle East and the war with the Ukrainians bringing a lot of people to this country. So I did a little nosing around, ladies, to find out where these people that are
noser.
Coming... I am, yes. I'm a noser. I'm a noser and I'm noisy. I'm noisy and a noser. How's that? So the people coming into this country who are coming here illegally. The number of people. The fact there are millions of illegals that have come into this country since Biden became president, I mean, that's enough to disqualify him in my mind, never mind all the other malfeasance that's going on. But the Border Patrol has apprehended, of the millions that admittedly have come in here, the Border Patrol has arrested almost 2 million illegals. I don't know how many were arrested when Trump was president, but, I mean, you look at these numbers, and you still see all these people coming into this country from Afghanistan, from Egypt, from Iran, from Iraq. These people are coming into the United States of America, from Jordan, Lebanon, Pakistan, Syria, Turkey, from Yemen. Why do we need anybody? You know, does this sound ignorant on my part?
Yeah, that's exactly the thing. What are they here for?
And what's the answer to that question? Whatever they're here for, I don't see anything good coming out of it, because we can't answer that question, Jennifer. We don't know what they're here for.
That's the thing. It's not that you want to shut down all immigration, but we have to know why people want to come into this country, especially at a time like this when things are hot and fiery and there is chaos, and that people from China to Iran to the Middle East would Russia would love to see harm to the United States. You've got to figure out who's coming into this country and for what reason.
You know, speaking of that, apparently the U.S. military and the Chinese military are talking. The leaders of the armed forces here and the leaders of the Chinese armed forces are talking. I think it became noted this week that during that San Francisco connection, what was that, 2-3 weeks ago, when they had the thing up in San Francisco.
When they miraculously cleaned the city, right?
Yeah, right, yeah. No drugs, no homeless, streets are clean. Yeah, it's fabulous. So apparently Xi told Joe that he was going to make sure that before he was out of office that Taiwan was a part of China. And he hoped that it would be peacefully, it would be done peacefully. And what I was trying to find out is what Biden's response to that was. All I know is the Xi side of the argument or the conversation, and that is, I'm just telling you up front, pal, one way or another, we're taking Taiwan back. And so, you know, what does that do for the reality? How many places can we be involved in? Here's what I did, Jennifer. Maybe you have done this on your program. Jay and I, actually, I had the conversation, and Jay, I think, was kind of bemused by where I went with the conversation about money and how it goes, how the money circulates. For those of you who didn't hear the conversation, this is for the benefit of the weekend audience. If you don't know how the U.S. Foreign aid policies work, here's how they work. And this applies to Iraq. I'm sorry, it did apply to Iraq, but applies to the war. We're supporting Ukraine. We're certainly supporting the Israelis. But more directly and more deliberately in Ukraine, what happens when we, let's say, was it $38 billion that Joe Biden asked for? The Ukrainians take that $38 billion, and they are told when they get the money that they have to spend it with American companies. So if you need tanks, you need planes, you need guns, you got to buy them from us. And it's not always clear whether they're buying them directly from the manufacturer or whether they're dealing with a third party or an intermediary or a gun runner, basically, because that's what they are. The weapons dealers, among the wealthiest people in the world, these people who broker the sale, not necessarily in Ukraine, but elsewhere around the country, where there's illicit sale of drugs. Drugs and weapons. So anyway, all of that money comes back to America in some way, shape, or form, except with the problem that the Republicans are having, and this is an appropriate question to ask. Okay, we can trace about 90% of it. Where's the rest of it? And everybody's saying, huh? So where is that money
just
going?
Just uncovered another problem. We get involved. Yeah. We throw a lot of money into stuff, and then where does it go?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a very legitimate question, and people should know. You know, nobody's taught how this works in school. I didn't know how it worked until I went. Remember when I took all those trips with the people from the State Department, Jennifer, when Clinton was president? You were around then. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I was when Clinton was president. I was pretty young, but I think I remember hearing about him.
Yeah, right. Okay, so anyway, you ought to know that that's what's going on, and that's one of the reasons that there's not an answer to the question, where'd the money go, because it has been siphoned off by the third-party vendors, if you will, in part the corruption. And by the way, it doesn't. When there is money being spent, the Pentagon budget was announced this week. I think it was $880 billion, miraculously up about $100 billion from what it was a year or two ago. And so how much money is being spent on various things? There was an article in, I'm trying to remember where I saw it the other day, about this new destroyer that's being built by, and it's not being built in America because they can't seem to figure out how to build them in America, so it's being built in Ireland, I think. Some shipbuilding outfit in Ireland is building our destroyers for us rather than down at Pascagoula or wherever, and up in Bath, Maine, where they used to build all of our ships. Apparently, they can't do it, so they put it out to bid, and this company in Scotland or Ireland got the bid for $1 billion apiece.
Is that all?
Think about that. They're building 26 of these things to keep up with the submarines that the Chinese have developed. Do you know what kind of, I mean, how crazy is the world that we're spending? And look at the people who are benefiting, the military-industrial complex making jillions of dollars trying to keep up with the, you know, building 26 of these things to make sure that we can follow Chinese submarines around. Huh? $1 billion. We don't know that. Nobody talks about that. I don't think that people talk. You talk about that, Jennifer, on your program? I don't hear it talked about anymore.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Let's keep moving here because there are a couple of other things that I think deserve some attention. Number eight on the people list is Mike Johnson. Is he the right guy at the right time? Is he a straightforward leader? Can he unite the Republicans as House Speaker? Can he bring things... You know, he did a pretty good job with some of the first issues that he had to deal with. I don't even know where we are now on the budget because isn't it was 45 days? Doesn't all that stuff run out at the end of the month? We don't have.
He passed it earlier. Remember, it went through, so we're not up to the down top.
I thought that we had the thing that was passed was only 45 days. It was it's longer
that
than
that. That could be true. Back into January.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I thought
they're gone for the holiday.
Mm. Right, yeah, because they did so much good.
Put on hold.
Did you see the numbers? There were 789 bills that were discussed in Congress this year, and only 34 or 35 got passed. That's
great.
All they did.
That's what I want. I actually want that. I heard someone talking yesterday about how this class of Congress was chaotic and didn't get anything done. And yes, it was chaotic. I'll give you that. But I don't care that they didn't get anything done. The worst thing is more laws in my mind. So, good. I'll take 34 or whatever it was. I'll take it.
Well, but what are we paying for?
Stay out of the way.
What other kind of stuff are they getting into, though? What kind of... But if they're not doing the people's business, then what are they doing with their time? What are they doing in the name of...
They're doing what they did the last time around. They're investigating. They're arguing with each other. They're showboating. They're, you know, they're doing all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
Very busy. Right. You know, it takes a lot of work.
Yeah, right. to mess things up. Number two on the story, this is kind of bouncing around a little bit here, the presidential race, how Nikki Haley is doing, how Ron DeSantis is doing. There are ads running... DeSantis's PAC has paid for ads to be on all the Boston television stations and radio stations focusing on Nikki Haley because New Hampshire has the first of the nation primary. It's in February. And so they're already running attack ads aimed at trying to discredit her as a serious presidential contender. And it's all coming from that rat DeSantis. I think he is, I mean, at least with Trump, you kind of know where he's coming from, right? Everybody knows what he's all about from top to bottom. DeSantis is a sneak. And I just find him...
I don't really want to defend DeSantis because he's not my favorite.
Yeah.
But I also... I mean, this is just what happens during the primary process. And here's the thing. Nikki Haley has all the donors that Ron DeSantis started out with. Now, that's all his fault. He lost them. He had a terrible launch to his campaign. But also, DeSantis is running out of money, and he's running out fast. And I think what he's banking on is that everything is based on Iowa. If he doesn't win Iowa, which is January 15th, I mean, we'll hit the new year, and it'll be straight into election season. If he doesn't win that, I can't imagine he gets past much in New Hampshire because he's going to need Nikki Haley to lose, and she's winning. Well, yeah, she's winning handily in that state, but it's Trump's state. I mean, the truth is Trump's going to win Iowa, and he's going to win New Hampshire, and these guys are volleying for second place at this point.
Well, Nikki Haley, is she vying for second place, or is she vying for a spot as the vice president?
I don't know that she'd get it. You know, the thing that Nikki Haley has done to herself is positioned herself as such a war hawk that I think Trump would consider adding her to the ticket because he's used her before in his administration. But I think the Trump base would turn on Trump if he picked Nikki Haley as his vice president. Mm-hmm. She is not popular with the MAGA base at all.
You can see that.
And just to put it in perspective, Real Clear Politics, which I promise you, even though you called it right wing, is just a conglomerate of polls. And right now in New Hampshire, it's Trump 46, Haley 24, Christie in third place with 10, and then DeSantis with 9. And then in Iowa, Trump's got 51% to DeSantis' 18. And then Haley's got 16 there.
All right. So let's say Trump does run. Who are the number, you know, two or three or four people that are most likely to get consideration? This Kristi Noem of South Dakota. I think
she's done because she was having allegedly having an affair with Corey Lewandowski. So I think she was on the top of the list, but I think that because she's got personal stuff to deal with, I think she might be off the list.
Hopefully she's off the list.
I think Trump knows he needs is someone who's not going to compete with this personality. And Carrie Lake,
Tim Scott,
is really nice. I think Tim Scott is high on the list. I think Ben Carson is high on the list.
What about Sarah Huckabee Sanders? What about Stefanik? Really?
I've heard she's on the list. I don't think he's going to pick her, but I have heard that she's on the list.
Yeah. Anyways,
Larry Elder believes he's on the list.
Larry's on the list?
Yeah. So
an interesting combination of things. Yeah. Okay, well, at least we know we could talk to somebody if he gets to be the vice president of Canada. All right, ladies, we continue here. It's 48 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-857-5656. That's 800-857-5656.
A holiday message from Jackson Hewitt.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money the same day.
Starting December 11th, walk into a Jackson Hewitt for an early loan on your tax refund, and you could walk out with up to $1,000.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money. Missing out would be crazy.
Appointments go fast. Book yours now at JacksonHewitt.com. Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application required. Finance charge applies. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
Don't miss out on new deals every day during Lowe's 25 Days of Deals. Right now, get up to 50% off select tools and accessories, and check off gifts for everyone on your list. Plus, get up to 2 select tools free when you buy a select toolkit. Shop online and pick up curbside for holiday shopping made easy. Because Lowe's knows deals every day. Valid through 12/24 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Most
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, moving into the money pit, which you all have moved into because the money pit is synonymous for your home, right? Isn't the home a place, a hole in the dirt into which you pour money? That's what the...
it's a term of endearment.
Yes, right. What, the money pit is? Of course it is, right.
Yes, it's and something you love, that you cherish, you take care of, much like your children, Doug.
Yeah, very much the same. You're right about that. Throw the money and see if it sticks. Let's see what we can do with all of our dough. Tom Kreitler is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, heard on a lot of these same stations all over the country every weekend. But also they have a great podcast. They have all kinds of things that are at your service. My favorite expression for people who do the things that we have on our program, you know, the various elements that we have that are great, the general interest things that help people build a better life. And certainly you want to have, most people don't spend any more money in their lives than what they spent for their home. So when it's taking care of it time, you know, it's really important to go to the right source, and that's why the Money Pit is so good. Also, you can go to the Money Pit website to find out about this game with the tailgate treasures. What's the scoop on the contest?
Oh, so we're running a sweepstakes now called Tailgate Treasures Sweepstakes, and we are giving away a Grozny pizza oven along with a Coleman portable grill and a cash base camp system. So you just go to moneypit.com. You can click on the article. It's on the homepage. You can enter today through the end of the year once a day, and you might win yourself some extra stuff for the holiday season.
Moneypit.com. All right, so I've been meaning to ask you this question. You know, I'm involved in this development called an agro.
Yes, I've heard that.
Yes, and for probably more than once. And so it's interesting. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because I think this is good information for people who are building a house on their own. So I'm involved as a partner, two of us who are doing this this money pit, this time 63. We've got 63 units in this development, and they're putting in the foundations now. And so those of you who have gone to an architect or you've gone to somebody who is credible to design your home, I wonder again whether that's a good word to put together. I know it. I'm sure you have plenty of experiences with these architects. But we have this architectural firm. We spent hundreds of thousands of dollars with them, right. And we're finding all kinds of mistakes. Like they put the door to the cellar. The guy who's pouring the cellar, the foundations, finding that the door on the plan is in the wrong place.
Oh, jeez.
And so I'm just wondering how often that happens. What do you advise to people who come to you or ask you questions at MoneyPit.com about building a house on their own? What do you look out for? What do you have to be careful of?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I'm sorry it's happened to you with your architect, but I don't think that speaks to the entire industry.
No, I'm not suggesting it does. I'm just it's kind of a thing, though, with probably some
people. Disappointing. It's disappointing. Yeah. I mean, I think that the architects, when they do their job, are basically guiding you against that sort of thing happening. So I think that's an important step, is to work with an architect.
How do you find a good one?
Well, it's usually through relationships, frankly.
Yeah.
You need to look at their work. You need to look at the work that they've completed in the past to make sure that their style and their approach looks good. And you need to talk to their past customers. I mean, that's one of those things where it's a professional that you're going to spend a lot of time with. And you really need to make sure that you're on the same page. So you got to do your homework. It's not like you can spin up a name just off the internet and go with them. They're not all going to be the same.
Mm-hmm. All right. This time of year, people are giving gifts. A lot of people are giving various types of liquor, wines, and the stuff that you would dispense, whiskey, maybe mixed drinks. So I noticed that you have a video at moneypit.com which actually describes how to make a liquor dispenser. I never knew there was either. It looks like a water bottle.
it's been very, very popular.
I bet.
It's an easy project to tackle yourself with a few plumbing parts, and it makes a nice feature, a liquor dispenser that you can have on your bar. There, it's sort of like a wood box that the plumbing runs through, and there's a tap on the other end of it, and you can use it to tap any type of liquor you like. So it's been pretty popular. People love that. There's a video there on the homepage of moneypit.com.
Is it easy to do, actually?
Well, if you can handle a few tools, it's pretty easy.
Yeah, I can handle a lot. I'm fairly handy. We've never had this. I could frame a house. I wouldn't be able to do the finish work at all. But I could frame a house. I can look at plans, and I have, I've built stuff without having any plans. I know that probably shocks you, but,
and that's how we got into this fine mess.
Yes, it is. Over in the barn, around the farm, you kind of have to do that.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but there's a lot of great tips. That's the basic bottom line here. Go to moneypit.com. You can find the Money Pit podcast there, moneypit.com/podcast. Great information. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Here with Doug at 50.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.